Figures is this. If you notice, they said the same thing.
Right.
And they saw the same thing.
Right.
They saw I had eye faith. Just a second. And it was so big. Now, did you notice that?
Yeah.
Well, now, you know why? It's because they're looking at the same
thing. That's right.
Not making any mistakes.
Right.
It's possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's really possible. You know, I sat there and I thought about many things. One of the things I thought about is this. We have the same right in our face. Look right at it.
The same don't see it.
That's right.
Now, see, let me understand. Now, there's some causes why people don't understand faith. You know that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've heard people say this, and probabilities are you have too. Now, if God wants me to see that, you see, he'll have to show me. And you're looking right at it. Now you see how stupid we can be? That's all there is for you to look at.
Right.
Nothing else. Nowhere you go, in or out of town.
Ain't that right?
That's all there is. Now, suppose I say this. Now, we have been talking. We have been talking about the revelation of him from heaven. And I wanted to make sure that you understood that. And I'm saying to you, which some of you say, well, I never saw a vision. I don't understand about vision. Now, Dr. Williams, he stood there and explained it. But listen, just in case you haven't never seen one, you will see one.
Uh-huh.
You got one coming, and you see it too. Yes, sir. And you will be there. And you definitely will see it. You haven't seen one, you will see. Now somebody said, well, I don't believe in a ghost. If you haven't never seen a ghost, you will see a ghost.
That's right.
Somebody said, well, I don't believe it. It don't make no difference. You'll see it anyhow.
How do I do?
Yes, indeed. Now, that's what that is. Now, that's what we've been trying to tell you. We've been trying our best to tell you about such things as that. So that you won't be confused about it. Now, another thing I want to mention here is this. Now, Dr. Williams told you about it. So also didn't that they told you what a vision was. So and just playing and understanding the words. I don't like to think that people that stupid. Really, I really don't like to think that people that stupid. Well, you can look at a man, you understand. Yeah, you got 33 vertebrae in your spinal column. Don't make sense whether you're male or female, you understand? But there is such a thing as mental derangement, weak-minded and all them kind of things. But it's better to kind of keep your mouth shut and cover it up a little bit than it is to expose your ignorance, you understand? You know what I mean? I need all the magic for everybody else to just see something but me. It doesn't speak so well as me.
Looks like I'm almost ready for Camarillo.
Now, that's right. I wouldn't like to think that I was extra stupid than everybody else in here. And I'm sure you would. Now, let's say this. Now, we have, as Brother Williams just stated, we have conventions in the state of Ohio. And what I have tried to do with the past year is to carry you into the depths of the real depths of everything. And now we've laid a background and a foundation to carry you into those things. Now you resent us getting up here every time we turn around and tell you about the same old text. You understand? Same old thing all the time. See, you don't like that. Then when we tell you about something that's pertaining to the same thing, but a different manifestation of it, and an analogy, you understand? You said you don't see it. Well, there's nothing else we can do to come right back and tell you the same thing and tell you over and over and over and over and over. See, if we're going to tell you over and over, you're going to say over and over, you don't see it. We can't make no progress.
That's right.
Is that right? Just can't make no progress. Now, the thing that's happening under our nose right now that I tried to tell you about. If you have any faith at all, or any confidence, or anything, now, if you don't have no faith, no confidence, if you've got just a particle of sense, just a little touch of sense, just plain horse sense, you can almost call it no sense. That's right. Now, when you look into these dispensations and ages, as Dr. Williams had told you about, you see, now it wasn't long from the creation of Adam here down to the flood. It wasn't too long. And it wasn't so long from here down to this the crucifixion. You understand? And it wasn't so long from here up to where we are now. Yet we might think that 1,000 years, a couple of 1,000 years is a long time. You see? But what I'm trying to say is, the thing I'm trying to get over to you is this. Now, if you're not too stupid, you can see if something happened within 1,656 years from here. Mm-hmm. You understand? 2381 from here to that. You can see that there's something due to happen sometime real soon.
Right.
Now, you can be stupid and see that. You can see that without looking. That's right. You see that with your eyes, sure. Now, you know why I said that? Now, I'm going to show you. Now, you look at it. Now, we've been talking about Moses and the children of Israel. We've been talking about Pharaoh down here in Egypt. Now, there was blood on each side of the fence of the door. And it was dark down there. Is that right? Well, here he comes along and he fulfills it. See, he didn't do this. You question whether this was so or not.
Sure.
See, get the form. Then, as we go on through this whole entire time, just like now, we're going to sing a song. See, is you're all on the altar of sacrifice laid. Is that what we sing?
Yeah.
See, we've got a song that y'all listen, y'all is on that when you know it. You may not know it, but it's that. Now let me prove it to you. You see, any science will tell you that there's fire in the center of the earth.
That's right.
Somebody said, well, if you want to tell me then where the volcano eruption is.
and the earth is the altar upon which you are. You see what I mean? Now then, here's the earth that you're upon. There's fire in the center of the earth, and you are upon the earth. Now that's no different. That's no different than this altar here.
That's right. See?
And the fire in that grate. See? No different. And you are upon the earth. See? All of you too. Is that right?
Yeah.
You see what I mean? But now when we're singing the song, see, we're not thinking about that. Ain't that right? You're saying, you all, yes, you're all there. Ain't that right? We mean something else in the room by what we talk about in the song, you understand? But it's all on there.
That's right.
Ain't that right? Now, isn't that simple? Simple enough. Now, watch my thought. Now, you see, that lamb approaches with fire there. Now, we talk about Pharaoh down in Egypt. See? But now here we come up, let me put it this way. Now I'm going back. See, this says there ain't nothing else, nothing here. Nowhere. All the way to the top of this recognition. That's all this is about. Nothing else but that. After to kill this part of Luther, nothing else but that. That's all it is. So I don't have no other alternative other than to come right back and tell you about the same thing all the time.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? And it's just doing nothing but something in the realm of time. Now I said that to say this. Then you could see that. If we were talking about Pharaoh is a king. And this one are the 18th dynasty. See? Now, a fellow walked up to me and asked me about, said the boy just kind of twisted up on it. They don't know whether it's the 14th, 15th, 16th, 17th, or 18th, or 19th dynasty. Say, which did you say this year? I said, well, this will fix you so you won't have to come back. And so you can tell. Understand? Now, 3 times 6 is 18. Is that right? You see? And then the 3 times 6 is 18. This has got to be the 18th dynasty. And 3 times 6 is on, is that mark of the beast. Is that right? So then if Pharaoh is the devil down here, you understand? Then you see it's got to be 18th dynasty. So we just fix it so there won't be no more sparkling about it. See? Now you see it fixed up right here. See, because it's pretty good here. See, give any man that wisdom, give good wisdom, that you have to understand the count the number of the beast, what's the number of his name. And his number is 666. You understand? 3 times 6 is 18. Mm-hmm. But that's bad, it's straight up and down. You understand? Then when you take it over the other way, it's 666. You see, it's 18 now this way. And you remember Satan had that woman bound.
That's right.
You see? Over like this for 18 years. You understand? All been over like this. And he healed her on the Sabbath day, and the devil just kicked up out. You can do snow on the Sabbath day. You see, that 3 times 6, that's 18. And Satan is bound to that loop, is that right? Well, now, don't you see that the children of Israel were down in bondage down here?
Don't you see that now? Can't you see that?
Yes.
So you don't, you really don't need real good sense.
That's right.
All right, now let me show you this. And here's what I'm talking about. When we're going to quit, we're going to go on home. See, I'm not going to keep your job tonight. You've got to quit now. Yes, indeed. And let me tell you this. I know every time some of you stay out.
All right.
See, I know. See, when you get home, you're going to catch hell. You see what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
I know that. Some of your wife, they won't come. Then the man comes. See, he ain't home this all time. See, no one should come in the birthday.
Yeah.
And it's true with the husband, too.
Right.
You see? And I know that, you understand, I know the problems and all that you have to go through. And I don't want to abuse nobody. See, because I have to go through the same problem. See, you are, I'm charged with you. You are the household of faith.
Right.
You understand? And Paul said, he that provideth not for his own household is worse than an infidel. I have to give you something to eat. I have to take care of you. I've got to keep you well dressed and well groomed with the truth. Yes, well fixed, you know what I'm talking about? You don't want no anemic things that are unbleached and all that kind of thing. You want to get you real dirty wise things, is that right? So you have enough so when you get home, you understand? You can undergo that. You know what I mean? Now, let me say this real quick. Now, you see what's happening as of now. I mean, now. This year, 1966-7. See, this is nothing but a repetition all the way through. You've seen it played this year. See? And now you could just sit up and go sound asleep. Overlook that, just like you do all the rest of them. You see? Now, this is a trying time. See? Really trying time. Nothing much in the world. Right. You understand? People are blind, they can't see. That this here man down here. What's his name?
No.
Now you don't even have brains enough to see that Pharaoh could not retain the children of Israel down there when it was time for them to be delivered. You see? And that man is named. That's it. Nasser ousted King Pharaoh. Not for true, but see. Now, if you look at Pharaoh and Pharaoh, you're not too far off. You understand? So now, if Pharaoh overtakes and pursues and takes the Israelites back in there,
no.
You see, there's nothing else for you to say. See? The name is put right in your mouth. See? Well, now it's come down in time for it to repeat itself. And God has set him in there, you understand? Those personalities in there, just like he said to Moses, Abraham, you understand? He set these personalities in there with the prophet angels. You understand? To identify them and correlate them with the events that happen as a time.
All right.
You see? Now, I want you to look. What is this man that's emperor up here?
Who's saying
this?
Who's saying?
Huh?
Moshe's a man.
No, I didn't say where.
Moshe Dayan.
No, that's
the Esco. Oh,
Esco. Levi Esco. He's an F. In other words, he's the king, Levi Esco. Did you ever hear that? Who is Levi?
Priest.
That's a Levitical priesthood. You understand? Is that right? You see? Now then, Esco. You see? Now you know anything about Esco? 14th chapter of Genesis. The 13th chapter of Numbers. And then you have freedom when you get home. It's too late now. You got to go home now. You got to go, let's go. So then, now you find that in the 14th chapter of Genesis, you understand, who Esco is. You see? And Esco and Levi, then you find them hooked up there with Abraham, they say, and Melchizedek. So Levi hooked up with the Levitical priesthood, and Esco, you understand, you see, with Gad and, well, the man is a Levi. And he is the king, or he is the emperor. I mean today. See, right now,
in here.
See, well now, unless somebody drops you up on that, you wouldn't see it.
That's right.
You see? And yet and still, you're looking at it every day, reading it in your paper. You see the point now? Now, Moshe, see how close to Moses they are? Moshe, dead. Now that's the general. You understand? That's the fighting man. The fight for Israel. Ain't that right? And guide their army. Is that right? Do you see that? Now then, here is Hussein. Hassan. Hussein. In here. Then I want you to know that this Arabian Empire, you see, it's not just one little bit of thing, it's scattered out. You see, now we talk about Babylon, the man down there. Babylon, Media, and Persia. Did you know that the Iraq, that's the old Persian Empire. Now when we take this man and stand in through here, look, we got Egypt, the Red Sea, we got this in here that goes along with the chest cavity, and then we got this that goes along with the head cavity. You understand? And there it is. Get down that so that you can see. And you know that now we talked about the 6 days in here, you got a 6 day cycle there. And the people involved in it, you read the paper. And somebody's saying, well, I don't understand that. Now, isn't that enough to make you sick? That'll discourage somebody. And it's just no sense in you being that stupid. See? The thing that's doing nothing else but repeating. I want to say this in conclusion. You know that Pope Paul VI visited Jerusalem. See, now I won't take up no time, so we won't get out of no time. Now, you see, they received him through that Damascus gate. And he went on down into the city there. And on both sides of Jordan, is that right? He didn't go to Egypt. Sit down and eat. But now here's what I want to tell you. See, then he's talking to you in. Oh, yes, I know he's been there. This is about the fifth trip.
I could name them right straight down, you understand? Well, I will if it'll help you any. He first went to Jerusalem. Then he went to Bombay, India. Then he went to where?
UN.
United States. Is that right?
That's right.
And then he went where?
Portugal.
Portugal.
That's right. That's where he went.
Then he went to Turkey. See where the earthquake was. Now, this is what he's saying. He's saying now that he wants to go back, move the Holy Stephen, Rome, to Jerusalem. And build the Holy Seed in the roof.
Mm-hmm.
See? Now, I'd like to say this to you. The clock is on me. But I want to say this to you. You've heard a whole lot in your lifetime about the pre-millennium.
Yeah.
And the post-millennium. That Christ is going to come back down to the sky and sit down on a throne in Jerusalem. And rule 1,000 years. You understand?
Uh-huh.
Before the fireworks.
Yeah.
Before the renovation of the earth by fire.
Yeah.
Then you have the pre and the post. Somebody said, no, it's going to be both first. Then it's going to come. Pre and post. You understand?
Yeah.
Well, now don't you see that the Pope of Rome, you understand, is the God of this world. You understand? Don't you see that he's negotiating peace, talking about moving the Holy City to Rome?
Yeah.
You understand? Setting up the Vatican, and people are stupid enough all over the world to believe it. See? Now with that 666 on him, he can't do that.
That's right.
Because he can't go back in the heaven, because Jerusalem beneath is out of urban in Jerusalem. Look out!
Right.
You understand what I'm talking about? You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Now, so far as him coming, jumping down, can't you see that the Spirit in you?
Yeah.
He's coming to all of us, all the time, every day, if we can believe.
Yeah. That's right.
Right.
You understand?
Right.
They that look for it will appear the second time without sin unto salvation. He stands at the door and knocks.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And here we stand looking up in the sky. Now we're talking about being revealed from heaven. You will see that vision, understand? It don't make no difference if you're down in the ground or where you are. You will see that thing. But you will not be looking at it with these eyes.
That's right.
When he was singing here, they were not looking at another physical man. That's not on top. It don't make no sense.
That's right. That's right.
You drive one out there standing on a cloud in the mountain. See how clear you get. In other words, they say he went in the vision. Come in the vision. He ain't like man. It don't make no difference where you are. And then when that happens, you'll be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. You understand? The word of God, which he is that, as Dr. Wynn told, is quick and powerful. It's sharper than a two-edged sword. Isn't that right?
Mm-hmm.
Piercing even to the divine and the son of the soul and the spirit. Now, I'm trying my best to tell you that you're right down facing.
Yes, yes.
Uh-huh. You have, Dr. Wynn told you, 1960 was the end. Now you're 7 years deep. God waiting on you 7 years. Give you a break, you understand? Give me your breath. You're still walking out, dumb man. I don't see it.
Yeah.
I don't understand that. See? I'm even speaking in other tongues than the Spirit gives us. You understand? Well, you don't even know about your own language.